United Center for the Hawks take on Vancouver is sponsored by Geico. Visit mygeico.com or 800-947-AUTO. And we are here in the concourse at the beautiful Goose Island Pub. Right outside, what is it, 110, 111? Or one, no, I'm sorry, 108, 109. 108, 109.
And they've given out these awesome hats here today. First 10,000 fans get these, like the Winter Classic style, black and white, cool hats.
Yes.
Keep your head warm.
Absolutely. Yeah, they're really great.
Awesome.
And now we always like to talk to people who have played the game, who are legends in and of themselves, and we are none other than Brian Campbell is joining us. Now, can I call you Soupy? Am I allowed to call you that?
You are now, yes.
Yeah, I am. Yeah, I'm always a little worried about that.
No,
and, by the way, I think you, we have found in the hockey nickname world, the game of creating hockey nicknames.
Great nicknames.
Yours is one of the very few creative ones, right? Everybody else is just, it's just an I, E, or an S on the end of anybody else's name.
Right.
Yeah. Or
Kaner.
ER. There's ER.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I do see that a lot. So at least mine's different. Everybody asks me, do you like it? And I'm like, well, there's a lot worse out there that people could call you.
For sure.
So,
and you guys have your own private nicknames for each other, too, which is, it can be a separate sort of situation.
Correct.
Isn't that correct?
Those don't get public.
Yeah.
No.
Which I like the fraternity of these guys, that they don't really let that stuff get out. And I also like, one of my favorite stories of hockey, an old-time guy told me about what happens, like, in the playoffs at the end of a series, and you guys all have to do the handshake line, the kinds of things that are said in the handshake line between some of the players.
I can only imagine.
It's a ton of fun. You guys, it's a great fraternity. Look at how quiet
he's
he is.
Right he's not nodding. He's been told
very,
from the media relations.
Very, stoic during that. All
that's
right.
On you.
As a defenseman, as a legendary defenseman, let's talk a little bit about the turnaround the Hawks have made here over the last couple of weeks. Obviously, actually since the first of the year, the Hawks have been playing so much better than they were, coming up to the holiday break for them and before the game at Notre Dame. Do you see a difference sort of in the back line there? What are you seeing?
Well, I think there's a lot of confidence right now, and I think that comes from, obviously, at that time when Jeremy came in, he had to kind of find out what he had and what he liked, and then obviously a few guys get called up and different roles for players, and I think the six that play, depending on which night, they kind of define their roles right now, and I think there's a lot of confidence in those roles, and there's not a lot of changing in and out of those roles. So I think you look at, for instance, Dahlstrom. I really think he's come along. He's right from the get-go, Jeremy's believed in him and the coaching staff, and that goes a long way as a player. And it's with anything. If you know that your coach believes in you and wants to see the best out of you and put you in situations to succeed, then it elevates your game. And
so
I think,
describe that. Is the game getting slower for him? He's seeing things?
Seeing
things develop?
It can be slower. He's had a couple tough games, but the next game,
slower for him to see.
Correct.
So he's making a decision.
I think he's out of the lineup actually tonight, but I feel like he's played really, really well for this hockey club. And, it can be a staple for a while on the back end. But I think, it slows down for him. But when you go out and make a mistake, it's the next shift, he's right back out there in the same situation. And sometimes when you have a tough game, it can be the coaches saying, hey, I believe in you, and keeps putting them back in those situations. And I think Jeremy's seeing the fruits of what's gone on with the hockey club now. Yes, correct.
There's also belief in the coach, I think, that's happening here. Because when Carlton came on at first, you didn't expect him to sprinkle any magic dust on this team, but they were in a slump, right? And now they've won five straight, could win another one. He said, trust the process. He kept just telling it, trust the process. I know this is I'm a new coach. We have a new system in place. And it pays off.
Yeah, the thing I look at Jeremy and you see his press conferences is he's got a lot of confidence in himself, and I think any coach in the NHL has to have confidence in what they're putting out there, what they're telling their players, and I feel like he has that. And you look at the situation he walked into,
it's hard,
replacing
right?
a Hall
difficult.
Of Famer,
oh.
And guys that have been around here for a while, and then to try to believe in him. But I think he got them on board pretty quick with that, and guys believe in what he's teaching them and have accepted it and want to do their best. At the end of the day, the guys that have been here a while and that won the Stanley Cups, They're professionals, and there's a reason why they won those Stanley Cups. Right. So they've really believed in what they're doing. They're learning, and it took a little time. And now, you know, we can see it with the win streak, how they're playing. And you look at the power play and the success that that's had.
Right. How crazy is that?
Yeah. You know, it's the success of, you know, it kind of let these five guys, this is your unit, you know, here you go. And then now they've run with it. But if it wasn't going to work, then it didn't work. But we'll maybe give you 5-10 games to see if you can get it going, and they have.
Yeah. You played with Patrick Kane, and you play obviously Kane and Taves. But Patrick Kane is having a season probably unlike any other he's ever had, including the 3 Stanley Cup runs.
Yeah, if the Hawks make the playoffs, he has to be the MVP, I think, of the league, personally.
Yeah.
I see that in him. If they can get in and get that playoff spot, he has been, you know, I was talking to somebody the other day. It's like, who would you trade Patrick Kane for? And the answer is probably nobody.
Right.
You know, I truly believe the way he's brought this team along and found ways to keep pushing. And obviously the stats that he's been putting up, he's already passed, I think, last year's total. You know, it's unbelievable each and every night. I think he didn't have a point in the outdoor game, but that was, if you take that game away, which I find outdoor games are hard to play and you're kind of all out of sync, his point streak is even longer. So, you know, it's just he dedicates himself so much off the ice and in the summertime to getting better. And it's not just the training, it's also watching his film and seeing how he can execute better on the ice.
And Taves has surpassed his point total already from last season. We still have 28 games to go. When he's playing well on the offensive side of the puck, along with Kane, of course they're the leaders of the team, but how much does that help the entire team? When you see the two leaders of this team playing so well and scoring so much, it's got to be a motivating factor for everybody else.
Well, yeah, it definitely is a motivating factor. I think they've definitely taken a lot of pressure off the rest of the lineup. But I think with Johnny, when he's attacking guys one-on-one, and you saw it throughout the whole season, he had maybe a couple-week stretch where he wasn't finding the back of the net as much, but he's really been attacking guys one-on-one and making extra moves to get around them, and he's been skating well throughout a whole season. And the amount of minutes those guys play, too.
Right.
Those guys have played a lot of minutes, especially Kane has played. And to keep that level up that he's been playing at with those minutes is not easy for a forward.
Well, and you think about the minutes that these guys have played in total ice over in
career,
the last decade, right? Over their career, because you've got the Olympics, you've got other stuff that's, and a number of playoff appearances and things like that. I mean, you find, and that it does take a toll on your body. There's no question about that.
Yeah, I think I agree with you in some ways with that, but when they strive to be the best, and you know, you look at a couple shorter runs right now, I feel like they're energized, they're ready to go this season.
They don't want to be sitting around in April.
No, it's right? Exactly. So, you know, I think that's why you put the time in the off season, and that just means so much to these young guys to watch them and to learn.
Yeah, the matchup tonight, feeling pretty good. Canucks have lost 2 straight, Hawks winners of 5. What are we going to see tonight?
Yeah, it's my only thing with the Hawks is they flew back yesterday from Edmonton. It's just they've been traveling quite a bit lately, so it's hopefully when you come home that there's no lull. And I think
it's the green drink. The green juice.
It's right? Got to be the green drink. Green the one we can never learn the ingredients
right,
of. Does
exactly.
That taste good?
Yeah, it does taste good.
It does taste good. It is better here than it is in any other stadium. Any
it
other
totally
vendor,
is.
Who's going to do it? You know that you've got that. Let's talk about something. I hope that they offer this for the green drink because it is worth the price of admission to do this. The Legends Cup. Listen to this. It's a Blackhawks fantasy cup. Can't camp. And this is March 22nd through the 24th at the MB Ice Arena, and you and your buddies, whoever, you know, played, you know, these guys go, yeah, I played a little hockey, I haven't been in the NHL except I blew up my knee. Those guys, right?
Yeah.
And these guys who
no comment.
Right. These guys
you know these guys?
Who are playing at Johnny's Ice House and all that. It's 4 o'clock in the morning,
days.
Right? Yeah. A lot of them are television anchors. And you know, that's what goes on. They come down, they go, yeah, I can do it, no big deal. This is an opportunity. Listen to this. You get to play with it's what is it, 4 days, right? That you do this 22nd, 23rd.
3-day, 4-team tournament.
Yeah. Right, 4-team tournament. And you get to learn from these celebrity coaches and alumni of the Blackhawks.
Nice.
Dennis Savard, Chris Chelios, Jamal Mayers, Ben Eager, Scott Foster, and Brian Campbell. You get to call him Soupy out there, too. For Soups.
Yeah,
it's up to you. However you want to do it.
Yeah, it'll be fun to get on the ice. They asked me if I wanted to coach or play, and I'm like, I definitely want to play. I don't want to be behind the bench.
How hard do you go? Do you like to school some of these guys that think, you know, I could have been playing in the NHL?
You got to turn it up later in the game, but...
yeah. Just to make sure.
Put a guy in his place if he's got a little too hard on everybody.
He's still got to win.
That is a shot across Rob Johnson's bow. That's what that is. There is a young man right there that might, you know, he's a television anchor. He doesn't want to get his teeth knocked out, but it could happen. It could happen. You're guaranteed to compete in four games. And this is just like a dream come true for people. You get hockey gear, personalized home and away jersey, socks, gloves, pants, and a helmet. Right? I mean, this is so worth the price of admission. And you get to play in the NBA Arena ice, which is where the team now hangs out.
You get to play with some of the greats,
right?
Too. Think about that.
You get a four-night hotel stay, transportation to all the camp events. It's just a super, super, super cool thing. Go to Blackhawks.com/Legends Cup for that. Now, you just also have to wonder if there are guys who come out to these things. You ever done an alumni thing like this before?
No, I haven't done anything like this yet, no.
You know, in baseball, this is a big deal, like baseball fantasy camps and things like that. They don't do it in the NFL because guys would die. But in baseball, they do it. And I talk to players who, like, there's always a guy who comes out there who's like, yeah, I was going to play for Arizona State. And the thing is that they want to, pitchers especially, they go, really, you think you can hit this?
Yeah.
Right? And even if a guy is 10 years past or 20 years past, they can still, you know, you're still throwing 88 miles an hour. And it's like civilians have never seen anything like that. Same kind of deal here.
Yeah, I might be wearing a full mask for that one. I don't need an errant stick coming at me. But, I think... you know, you'll hear some stories, and then maybe you have to turn it up a little bit do some things out there. But I don't know. It's going to be fun just to be talking, and I'm sure people will be having some words to say from the bench and everything else.
Oh, that'll be good. Oh,
it'll smack. It's a perfect kind of weekend to have and with everybody. And, you know, you don't have to go to sleep too early at night, and you can still see how you play the next day.
I see where you're going with that. I think there may have some players throughout the history of the NHL, especially in the older era of the NHL, when there were guys who were still drunk on the ice. I think I know some of them. I won't mention their names, Shinkong Korab. What is going to be fun to me is the guys who are going to play goalie.
Yes.
Right? And they've never said, especially, and you're going to come down, you're going to show them a little, the difference between some of their compatriots, guys that are their office mates that they've come into this thing with, and what a true NHL player can actually do.
Yeah, I wish I had a harder shot, but
hard enough.
Yeah, that's correct.
Yeah, and you don't even have to be. Other guy's going to be winding up on a slap shot, and your wrister is going to it's going to whistle past their ear.
It'll be kind of almost like it could be. A lot of times you watch adult hockey, and it's almost like the 1980s how you score on a goalie. Like you just put it along the ice, along the side of their pad, and it goes in. So if you watch some of the old films of the NHL, it turns back the clock a little bit.
Yes, it does. And I want you to do the full Ogie Oglethorpe thing to the guy when you stand up against the line. You know, some guy, just show him the stick.
Yeah.
You know, he once took a guy's eye out. The stick. All right, Brian Campbell, thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks,
people,
Brian.
If they want to take part in this, it's really, really cool. Go to the Blackhawks website and then just look up Legends Cup in that. And it's people want to take part. It's really totally worth it.